Hi, you made it through. What's going on?
Greece.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you about this tailhook scandal that we saw so much about in the paper a couple of weeks ago, and this obscure art of, I believe they referred to it as
ball. I don't want to hear about it. I know they were doing some terrible things there, but I just, my whole feeling on it is that thing has been going, how long has tailhook been going on? 15, 20 years it's been going on.
Right.
And not to say that... I just think that everybody knew that that kind of behavior goes on. And you go to the tailhook thing, and you know the guys get liquored up, and they walk around half undressed, and there's gamma hooching going on. And here, isn't the head guy in the Blue Angels, didn't he get suspended or grounded for a while?
I think he's going to lose his job. I think there's
squadron
commander who's going to lose.
I think we ought to bring back lashing or something, because there's too much talent being wasted. You can't have the head of the Blue Angels grounded. I mean, it costs millions of dollars to train the guy.
Absolutely.
I mean, these flyers that they've grounded, we got too much talent invested as people. You and me doing these people that are flying. So I think rather than take away their commissions and take away their flying abilities after we've spent millions of dollars to train them to be the best of the best, maybe, all right, you give them 10 lashes and they won't do it anymore.
Well, it seems like the squadron commanders are taking the heat for... You know, if the squadron had the hospitality suite, it's the squadron commander who's taking the heat, not...
Well, you know, commander always takes the heat from his men, for his men. You're ultimately responsible what the men under you do. I just think that, I guess the whole thing was tawdry. Somehow, you know, when you put yourself in that environment, you know that tailhook is a drunken binge, and that one quote that haunts me. And one woman who was testified, she said, yes, it was awful. They were staggering around, guys were dropping trowel, people were being speckled, and you know what? They did the same thing last year. Well, then, lady, why'd you go the second year? That's the question I have. Hi, it's Greece. What's up?
Hi,
how are you?
Greece?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember me? Do you remember Madge?
Yeah, you're one of my oldest fans, but a real pistol.
Yeah, we used to talk every morning.
Yeah.
When you were on the air here.
Yeah.
Virginia and everything.
Well, I'm glad to see you stuck with me. It's great to know that I still got people that are spanning the globe wherever I go. Oh, Madge, she'd sit there with that corn cob pipe and... right in the dead center of the spittoon every time. Hi, it's Greece.
Hey, Greece, it's Autumn out in the Poconos. How you doing?
Autumn of the Poconos. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's the matter?
My father's driving me crazy. I could just kill him.
Why?
Well, I mean, not. I couldn't literally just kill him, but he just... I mean, just when I'm trying to call you here, he's making all this noise, turning the radio up, and... I mean, no matter what I try and do to get through to him.
Well, how old are you, Autumn?
I'm going to be 16 soon.
Well, just thinking, 2 more years, you'll be out of the house, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, but you're driving me nuts.
I know, just got to endure 2 more years, as long as you're under Daddy's roof. Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to put up with Daddy's ways.
Yeah, but he doesn't have one way. In the first place, I was complaining to him about that. Just like 5 minutes ago, and he tells me to call you, and then I'm sitting here waiting, and he tells me, oh, forget about it, hang up the phone.
Let me speak to your father.
Okay, here you go.
All right.
Hello, Greece.
Hey, Pop, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. You know, these teenagers today, they're just too much. I can understand it.
Wait a minute now. What's she doing that's so bad?
Well, she's not doing anything that's so bad. It's just that, you know, it's like they're always on the edge.
Always on the edge.
Always on the edge.
Yeah. Well, trying to get along. Is there some way you could let her listen to the radio in one room and you listen to somewhere else so you're not at each other's throats?
Well, I don't think we're at each other's throats.
I mean, you're going to miss her one day, sir. You're going to miss her.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you know, look at her now.
Yeah.
She's 16. Soon, she'll be a bride.
Is this the little girl I carry?
Gang, gang, gang.
Is this...
One day,
I don't remember.
She'll be walking down the aisle. Are you with me, sir?
I'm with you.
All right, this should be bringing a tear to your eye.
Well, I'm there.
I mean, this is her in another couple years. Probably was last summer.
Well, you're probably right. But let me tell you.
Huh?
It doesn't get any easier.
Well,
isn't it yesterday that they were small?
Sing it with me now, sir. Sing it with me. You know this tune.
Sunrise, sunset.
That's it.
Sunrise, sunset.
Look at you, little girl.
Swiftly flow the years.
No, you don't have to do that.
Oh,
let's
do that. That's right.
It's my part. All right, so treasure these years. One day you'll wish you had little Amber around to say, turn down the radio and stop hawking. One day you'll look in her room and all the little stuffed animals will be gone. Her bed will be made and she'll be living with some man somewhere. And as you sit there with your calcifying arteries, you'll remember the glory days when Autumn lived there. So treasure these years of her youth. But one day she is too soon old and speckled.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Give her a big hug.
Well, right now. Look, right in front of you.
All right.
What?
Yeah, right in front of you.
Hi, Grace, ma'am.
All right, your dad should be hugging you now. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Big
what?
Hug. Give your dad a big hug.
I am.
All right.
I love you, Dad.
How wonderful, my God. Is that kind of nice, eh? Oh, man, oh, man. Together again. Well, you know, raising kids can be a little tricky. I remember, hell, I was no picnic. Back in the Bronx. Mm-mm. On the concourse. Everybody just called me Johnny Rico. And I remember me and Tony got a check. We're both in love with Dolores Del Vecchio. We decided to settle it the manly way. We both boosted a car. And we met on the roof of this one parking lot. The deal was, Dolores stood between us. When she put her arms down, we both took off and floored it. Let out the clutches and took off. The trick was, whoever got closest to the edge without driving off the eight-story drop into the alley below, got Dolores. Whoever was closest won, and whoever stopped first was chicken. I said, you ready? He said, ready. I said, all right, Dolores, give the signal. I'm going to fire this bad boy up. We stood there, she dropped her arms, and we took off! Roaring to the engine! Closer and closer we went! God, he loved her so desperately, but then so did I! And I wasn't gonna be chicken! I wasn't gonna be a woozer! But I realized he was so fanatic, he'd rather drive off and lose the game. I hit the brakes, but I worked up a lunger. And I hocked that thing out my window in his open window. Caught him right between the eyes. He didn't know what the hell was happening. By the time he cleared his vision, he was lost in space. I mean, it was fantastic, and down he went. I stopped right by the edge, and I looked over, and there he was. The whole roof of the car was peeled back, and he was decapitated there in the alleyway. I said, hey, Dolores, come look at this. Looks like Tony finally got that convertible he's always wanted.
Stand by for more of the all-new Greaseman Show.
Yeah, we'll be back in a second. The number's 1-800-544-9294. Stand by for more of the Greaseman Show.